work really, really hard at training and taking good care of our clients. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
The Greenville Clemson Club invites you to Shankin' and Shuckin', an oyster roast and par 3 golf tournament Thursday, September 11th at Threes Greenville. Feast on fresh oysters, cheeseburgers, and ice-cold drinks, then tee it up under the lights with friends in our par 3 golf tournament. Tickets and sponsorships are limited and going fast. Oyster Roast starts at 5:30, shotgun start at 7. Visit GreenvilleClemsonClub.com to register today. Great golf, great food, great cause, supporting Clemson University and our community.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced...
my debit card.
Their debit card.
Where'd I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone and... that sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Some things can steal your sunshine.
Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, this is 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed. They've given it everything on the global bucket. Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden.
Yes!
Jesse Diggins,
yes!
To the line.
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Diggins,
oh!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history.
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty, 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 pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Wild night of walk-offs in the American League. College football tonight, East Carolina, NC State, Nebraska, and Cincinnati. Ryder Cup picks are in. Keegan did not pick himself. And thank goodness, YouTube and Fox settled a temporary agreement. A busy Thursday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, August the 28th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Paul Strelo, he's got a busy day with us at 8:05. TigerIllustrated.com. You know he's been to the practices, and we know we're going to lean on Paul and yield to his expertise as far as what to expect Saturday night. But the other thing is huge. And when I say huge, I mean huge recruiting weekend for Clemson. So we got to touch on both ends of that coming in. And our normal Friday guest, Roy Philpott, ESPN play-by-play voice, can't do tomorrow. So he will be here with us today, 8:25. Previewing his game and previewing the college football weekend. Looking forward to that. Go talk some college football in the big games tonight. Talk some wild night in American League and Major League Baseball. It's a little bit of U.S. Open stuff, the Ryder Cup picks. And Sam, as I bring in Sam Jones, the official Sam Jones, good morning, sir. How are you?
Went on an adventure this morning.
Yeah, me too.
That if you live in the Easley area, you know this stupid train that Kwok has complained about before that sits on the tracks for hours on end.
Yeah.
Today was 45 feet long on every 45 miles long, rather. 45-foot train would be great. 45 miles long all the way down Main Street. Had one-way roads on my way in today. Rolled into the studio at 6:03.
I did the same thing since I was 6 o'clock around 6:03. That's my biggest fear. Now, there are other arteries around, and so I did the same thing, but it was just sitting there.
It was the fact that I was very comfortable with going down to the little downtown and making any one of those 20 right turns into it, and there was a train on it, so I went past it, turned right, and found a one-way road, and then my alarm bell started ringing a little bit. I don't know how my GPS turned me around again after that. But I saw the orange roar sign in front of our building, and it spoke to me like a beacon, Mickey.
GPS did not work for me this morning.
This was an adventure, but you know what? We're both here.
Yes, yes.
So job is done.
It goes to show you there's more than one way to skin a cat, right? Like, we went two totally different ways today. You know what I just did? My GPS wouldn't work. I just said, country road, take me home.
It did.
There's no doubt.
Took every road, I think, in the back of
Easley. We saw all of Easley today.
We did, but that's we saw good. It in the dark, unfortunately, so I didn't get to sightsee.
That's okay. How was your Wednesday?
That was great.
I can't remember what day it was for a second.
It was good.
Good. Glad to hear that. I had a really good Wednesday as well. I played golf yesterday. Didn't play very well, but I played golf yesterday. That's always really good to do. So got out there, enjoyed a beautiful day, and then I got a big day today. It's got a lot going on, man. It's that time of year. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be wild. I think we'll start to get the smell of college football. I should say this weekend, the smell of corn dogs. We'll get that coming up this week. So it should be good. Should be good. Can't wait. Good time for sure. Sam, one other thing too, man. So when you get a little older, you know how like I give you advice like, oh, this is going to happen to you when you get older, like mortgages or taxes or something like that? Got another one for you. When you get a little bit advanced in your age, like you get clumsy. It used to be this really athletic, skilled guy. And now, like today, you saw me over here. I tipped my Pepsi over. First of all, I dropped my Diet Coke today. I dropped my Diet Coke in the parking lot. It's got a dented up can, fizz everywhere. I come in here, I turn it over. I go get socks this morning and try to put two socks on and it's dark, whatever. I got different color socks. Like, it's just, I don't know what it is. Like, you're not clumsy right now, right? You will get clumsy at some point in time. I don't know what that is.
I think it's something about the studio, because the minute I step in, anytime I have a drink in there and I'm hosting, I spill the drink. Like, I've spilled multiple blue Powerades in there, which is probably one of the worst things to spill on that countertop with all the keyboards and technology over there. It's something about the studio. I don't know what it is, but you're not the only one.
Okay.
It's kind of the morning we're having here to start it out.
Yeah, but we got it. It's going to be awesome, and we're here. One, I can tell you, like, so we're walking. My family went on a walk last night, which really means Drake's on a bicycle and I was on a tricycle and Ollie gets tired of riding, so I had to carry the tricycle around.
Of course.
The neighborhood. That's what our walks look like. Anyway, and a neighbor works at university said, hey, man, like, you know how wild it's going to be this weekend, right? I said, no, I mean, I'm sure it is. He goes, yeah. I said that, you know, I'm talking to the university officials. I'm talking to, police and first responders, it's going to be an absolute bonkers weekend. Like, what he said, like we've never seen before around here. And he goes, and I love it. Yeah, I think today's the day you'll start to see it. I think I'm right by saying this, Sam. What's your gut tell you? I think we're going to see people in Greenville, LSU people in Greenville, LSU people coming to Anderson, LSU people coming to Clemson. I think you're going to start to see that today. I think it's when they roll into town today.
Yeah, I would imagine Thursday, get a night in Greenville or two.
Yeah.
You know, kind of explore the area a little bit.
Yeah.
There's enough to do for a couple nights in Greenville. So, yeah, I would say, especially with the weather where it is, it's really good. People are going to be out and about. So you're going to see a lot of other Tiger fans, the other team.
The but other thing.
It's going to be crowded.
At my golf, when I played with my fellas yesterday, we had about 13 of us, I believe, all said and done. A couple of them were like, oh, have you seen the weather forecast for Saturday? The chance of rain's increasing. I'm like, what? So I looked it up, 24% chance of rain. It's like, oh, it's increasing. I'm like, wait a minute, man. 24% chance. And oh, by the way, hour by hour, it's not that bad. Like, if you look at the hour by hour, maybe overnight Saturday night, I mean, Friday night, maybe. No, it's not even going to do that now, is it? But it's not going to rain at the game, so we're good, man. We're good. Just settle down, man. Everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be all right. The other part is that everybody I talked to yesterday said, yeah, I've got friends coming in town. I got friends coming, never been here before. I got friends coming in town, not even going to the game, just want to be around all this. So you can feel it, right? Like for months we talked about it. I think you're starting to feel it now. And it's going to be interesting what we see today in the upstate and what the feel is around the upstate today on the show and all. Because I think tomorrow will be just absolutely bonkers.
For what it's worth, if it rained, it'll rain for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Because that's what it does here.
Yeah, we're good, man.
It's
we're
not going to rain.
No, we're
and
good.
And if it does, we'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll be fine. First Friday parade and soccer and just a good weekend altogether. Did you have a chance to watch any Major League Baseball last night? I went to bed. The Yankees had won. The Guardians were down. The Red Sox were down. And the Jays were down. I wake up this morning, walk-offs everywhere, wild comebacks. Red Sox win. Jays win. Guardians win. Wild night in the AL last night. Did you get a chance to see any of this stuff?
I got a chance to watch the back half. I made a concerted effort not to watch Cleveland play yesterday, and they ended up winning. I turned the game on in the bottom of the ninth and saw that. So that was nice. That was earlier in the day. And then the Mariners game I started to watch last night, and then I fell asleep. So I woke up to everybody that both of our teams need to lose winning. Not that it matters for my team anymore. I also saw Nolan McLean pitched 8 shutout innings for the Mets. He seems to be fantastic. So
yeah.
A lot of interesting stuff going on last night. Yeah, I did see Rafaela carry the Red Sox, him and Roman Anthony.
They were down 2-1 and scored 2 in the top of the night to win. Toronto was down 8-6. They scored 3 in the bottom of the 8th. To beat the Twins.
Minnesota.
Your Guardians were down 3-2 going the ninth, scored 1 in the ninth and 1 in the 10th. They ended up winning. You mentioned the Mariners. They ended up winning a 4-3 game. And it was one of those just wild. Braves, by the way, earlier in the day, Braves got an offensive explosion. Braves 12-1 over the Marlins. And in this one, 5 home runs. Profar hit 2. And Olsen hit 1, and Albies hit his 3rd in 2 days, and Harris stayed hot. And the Braves actually now have climbed within 11 games of .500 and beat the Marlins and inching closer than there. Oh, by the way, quickly, let me make sure I'm right by saying this. Braves now in that chase of the Marlins, just 1 game behind the Marlins for 3rd place. You know, there's some goals in there. There's some goals in there. Rest of Major League Baseball, the Yankees beat the Nationals 11-2, ball flying to ballpark. Max Fried's been fantastic. In a year where Garrett Cole, I knew when Cole went out, we're not going to do anything. Fried's just been fantastic. Braves 11-1 over Marlins. Guardians 4-3 walk-off and 10 against the Rays. Mariners 4-3 against the Padres. The Red Sox beat the Orioles 3-2. Jays beat the Twins 9-8. One-run games everywhere. Mets did shut out the Phillies. You did mention that, what McLean did. D-backs beat the Brewers 3-2. Royals over the White Sox 12-1. Pirates beat the Cardinals 2-1. Rangers beat the Angels yesterday, but missed an extra point. Got to work on the special teams. 20-3 with 22 hits. Astros shut out the Rockies 4-0. Dodgers beat the Reds 6-1. They gain. I think we're saying that the Padres lost, right? Gained a game on the Padres. Yeah, lost to Seattle. So Dodgers move up there. Giants 3-2 over the Cubs, and the A's 7-0 over the Tigers. Ryder Cup picks yesterday. I'm shocked. Keegan Bradley did the unselfish thing. He did not pick himself. He picked Cam Young. He picked Colin Morikawa. Mistake. Morikawa's not playing very well. He picked Ben Griffin. Good pick. He picked DeChambeau And now imagine the PGA Tour is a little upset with this one. Picked up Patrick Cantlay, but couldn't tell him he picked him yesterday because he was still at Eastlake finishing out his final round, and picked Sam Burns. So did not pick himself. I thought for sure he was going to do that, and he didn't do that yesterday. And the American Ryder Cup team is now set. Other members that already qualified for it, Harris English, Russell Henley, Xander Schauffele, J.J. Spahn, Scottie Scheffler, all those guys had previously made the team. So the 12 United States team all set. We'll get the European team, I think, next week. I think I'm right by saying that. Busy night tonight, Sambo. We've got – before we get into that, what are we doing in segment two?
Want to talk about the operation for Clemson offensively this year. We've talked a lot about defense and how pivotal it is, and everybody knows that. But I think it's important to talk about how this offense is going to operate now that we're in year three under the same quarterback and offensive coordinator partnership. I think it can lead to a little bit more of a unique offensive play calling situation and more aggression. So we're going to talk about that.
We'll talk about it. Can't wait for that. Did you see where Fox and YouTube TV had their temporary agreement?
Nothing ever happens with these things, it feels like.
Oh, it always so feels relieved. Like
they get, listen, and we're going to do the whole thing again next week with the NFL, I bet. So
relieved, though. I'm so glad we got that thing. Temporary, whatever. Just let me watch football this weekend. It's all I ask, Fox. And then y'all go back to the drawing board through all that. Finally, tonight, you've got it. We're going to get into a lot of these games today. 25th-ranked Boise State at 5:30. Mm-hmm. Getting off work and you're coming home. They go down to South Florida. That's only a 5.5-point game.
I'm not entirely sure why, and I'm sure that comment will bite me in the butt.
We'll see. Radkes, Big Ten, 6 o'clock tonight, Big Ten Network against Ohio. We'll have Bowling Green Lafayette, ESPN+. Plus. The game I'll be watching, East Carolina, NC State hate each other, ACC Network at 7 o'clock. You have Central Florida and Jacksonville State, ESPN+, Plus at 7. In-state rivalry, Delaware State, same thing, ESPN+. Plus. Monroe and St. Francis, Same thing, Wyoming, Akron. Those are all 7 o'clock games. Central Arkansas and Missouri. Madam Chairperson, the great state of Missouri. SEC Network, 7:30. Elon and Duke on ESPN+. Plus. That's crazy that game's not on any other broadcast stuff for a Power 5 there. Oklahoma State on ESPN+, Plus against UT Martin tonight. Fox Sports 1 has Buffalo going rowing the boat, or Minnesota rowing the boat against Buffalo. Stephen F. Austin at Houston tonight, ESPN+. Plus. That's an 8 o'clock game. You have Alabama State UAB, 8:30. ESPN game, 9 o'clock tonight. Try to stay up for this one. Nebraska and Cincinnati. Nebraska had a little run in the preseason. That game, though, only a 6.5-point spread. Big Ten Network at 9 o'clock. Miami of Ohio at Wisconsin, 17.5 there. And Stony Brook, San Diego State tonight. So we get off to a pretty good start tonight. What's your go-to tonight? What's your storyline tonight? Is it Boise State? Is it East Carolina, NC State? Is it Cincinnati and Nebraska? Wisconsin trying to get year three real Luke Fickle? What's your storyline tonight?
I think it has to be that NC State, East Carolina game. Those two teams despise each other. Yeah. NC State's probably not going to be very good. I think it's in our pick'em. I think it's 11.5 for East Carolina. At least we have. Very intrigued by that game.
Yeah,
I think they keep that one relatively close. They're going to score a lot of points. Can they stop anybody? I don't know.
That's the highest StubHub game right now. Get in price for that one, $124.
As it should be. Those two teams are very likely to get into a fight.
Yeah, that's a sellout deal. That's a big crowd deal, and that's it's the only time I've ever seen this. I mentioned this on the show many times now. Only time I've ever seen it where two visiting teams have torn down the goalpost on the other team's field. So. Rivalry game and rematch of the bowl game last year, which the Pirates are beat NC State. Short break. We'll come back. My great friends over at Trail wants to build your home for you. Schedule a discovery session with you. Trail.com. I want to talk to you a little bit about your bathrooms and your outdoor kitchens and your yard spaces and outdoor living spaces and party spaces. Let Matt Ruth and his team do a good job. Matt's been doing this for 25 years. And his team's doing an incredible job. I'm getting to see some of their work right now. And, man, those renovations are amazing. Let them build your home for you as well. High-end home builds, high-end renovations. Matt and the great folks at Trail Tailored Homes, you're going to absolutely love them. They do it throughout the upstate of South Carolina. They do an incredible job of these custom home building, high-end renovations, expansions. They'll take care of it for you, focusing on you and the ultimate living experience and the communication part of it. So great friends at Trail and Trail Tailored Homes, TRE-HEL.com, 800-319-7000. 7006. Segment two is Sam Jones talking Clemson offense right after this.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
Owners, listen up. Is your lawn struggling right now? Your friends at TopDressing.com have a solution for you. They will aerate, overseed, and they can top dress your fescue lawn. You see this on the golf course all the time, and TopDressing.com will do this for you. Book a free quote online at TopDressing.com or call 888-850-1850. Tell them you heard about it on The Roar and ask your TopDressing.com for their special online at TopDressing.com. Call 888-850-1850 as TopDressing.com.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
As an independent business owner, you're the expert in your field, but you may not have the time or resources to stay on top of tax forms and payments. Let David Green help you get back on track. With his expertise, he can implement the best IRS programs to resolve any tax issues you face. Whether it's with the IRS or South Carolina state taxes, call us today at 271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal for a free consultation to discuss your situation.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com/power. That's GoFundMe.com/power to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com/power. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, located inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square. Whether you're looking for funny socks, funky socks, practical socks, or nostalgic socks, we've got you covered. We're a family-owned small business and are sure to carry a sock that will make you and your feet smile. Shop with us Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays until 4 inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square, where it's always buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop, it's fun fashion for your feet.
Jeff Carey here from Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries, and we are putting on the Labor Day sale you've been waiting for. We've got power lift recliners with heat and massage for just $999, and even a genuine leather sofa for just $899. Plus, now through Labor Day, buy a queen mattress and get adjustable power base for just $699. Say goodbye to a poor night's sleep at Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries, Highway 123 in Easley. Life is short. Put your feet up at Sit and Sleep Upstate.
The 2025 Atlanta Braves are battle-tested, and every game this summer is a chance to get back in the fight.
Punched out towards third, backhanded and fouled around by Riley. Long throw. Oh, what a play by Riley.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball all season long. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place for sports talk of the upstate is right here, every day. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Boy, you don't think Ingles is going to be just rocking this weekend, do you? Get filled up with gas. I got to go by there today, get some gas, and get ready for the weekend. The other thing I tell you is I'll load up on all those. I don't know, Sam. I'm a cream soda guy. I like vanilla cream soda. You ever had it? You like it?
I'm familiar.
All right. They got a big selection of that, so I'll load up on that. I'm going to be at Bachelor this weekend. My wife and kids are going to my in-laws. My son's going dove hunting this weekend. My six-year-old is going dove hunting. So what I'll do is I'll go get those crab cakes and make me a crab cake sandwich this weekend. I'll do it all at Ingles. Love the deli. Love the Boar's Head roast beef and cheeses. Love the bakery department. I was listening to Walt the other day talk about pies. You want some great pies? Go buy our great friends at Ingles. The Ingles Advantage card and the idea that you're donating money to local schools, all these are great ideas. And the fact of the matter is that they're so community-driven. Local company right here in Western North Carolina and having a big impact in South Carolina. Love Ingles. Love what they stand for. Love the prices. Love the savings. Love my great friends over at Ingles. Check them out as you come into town or leave in town, leaving your local community coming over this weekend. Segment two with Mr. Sam Jones.
Mickey, I asked today with this offense heading into year three, at least under Riley and Klubnik together, how aggressive do you want them to be as it pertains, especially with a very fluid, I think is the nicest way to put the situation at punter, fluid situation at punter, a ton of returning pieces on offense, both on the line, weaponry, maybe a good run game. We don't know yet, but that kind of factors into this a little bit. How aggressive do you want to see this team, especially on fourth downs this year, but also in the red zone, especially on fourth down, where maybe in the past Dabo Swinney would kick or punt? I think this team needs to be going for it a ton this year in situations that maybe they wouldn't otherwise consider it, especially after Cade Klubnik said yesterday, anything within 20 yards needs to be a first down.
Yeah, a couple things. I'm going to contradict myself here, okay? I'm going to let you know that. We'll preface that up front. You know how ESPN analytics always say fourth and four, go fourth and six, go four, and then they never make it, and they pass up the field goal, and they end up losing by three? I am much more conservative. ESPN analytics don't have five-year contracts and don't have kids to feed, and it's a whole diet, we're going to testosterone pill, we're going to take it, and all of a sudden we're going to go for it every fourth down. I don't believe in that at all. I've seen Lane Kiffin lose football games. I don't believe it. I think Bobby Bowden once said, if you end every possession with a kick, you win the game. Meaning, don't turn it over, kick an extra point, a field goal, or punt it, and you'll end up winning the game. So, with that said, normally I am very conservative, and I'm going to punt it more. Not fourth and a yard, but this whole analytics thing of fourth and four, anything inside of six, go for it. I think that's garbage. On your own side of the field, that's garbage, man. If you got a decent defense, that you kick it 40 yards away, they got to get four first downs or 40 yards to get it back to there again. No, and the other thing is you're assuming that even if you get it, you're going to go down and score. Too much risk, not enough reward. That being said, I think Clemson's punt game is such an issue this year that, Sam, I'm buying into what you're selling. That this team, the one thing you can't count on, we know so far, is a punting. So that would play a factor in certain situations. Also, how the game is going, field position, big play capabilities, that kind of stuff. And the offense, look, we've seen in the last 10 years here, the Deshaun and Trevor offense down in distance didn't matter. The Kelly Bryant offense down in distance was everything. How is Cade? How are these wide receivers? How's this tight end? How's this running game? How's this offensive line? All that's to be determined. But, no, to your point, I totally get what you're selling there, and this team, I'd be a little more aggressive than if I was coaching another team with a great punter.
Do we think that this team has the – I mean, not even the potential. Do we think this is an offense this year, and I think it has to be a national championship offense, that you can say, like Trevor, like Deshaun, down and distance doesn't matter? And if not, how do you get to that point in the early going?
Well, you go recruit a Travis Etienne, first of all, and I don't know if they have that.
It would help.
You know, the what the analytics don't take into consideration is their personnel and your personnel. It's like an overall blanket of ESPN analytics say, go for it here. You know, if you're playing an extremely talented defense, then that changes. I mean, does it in facing Boston College or NC State compared to, I don't know, LSU or somebody like that? Yeah, then that might change too. Time of the game, all that. Where do you get all that from? Well, quarterback leadership, making the right decisions. And quarterback experience of making the right decisions, putting the ball in his hands and making him make a play somehow, some way. But it does help to have that you know, Hunter Renfrow on, like, he's called third and Renfrow, that short yardage, so when you got to have 4 or 5 yards, to have that guy, I think it's personnel based. Do you have that right now? You know, you might. Antonio Williams might can be that guy. Maybe Bettencourt might can be that guy. Can he swing it out to Adam Randall in those situations? That might be that guy as well. So I think it's a personnel driven motive and directive there. Agree or disagree with that?
I would agree. One other operational thing here for me that I think needs to change from last season. They weren't the worst team in the ACC, in the country, in the playoff even really. Like, they weren't by any means the worst at this. But red zone efficiency for me,
yeah,
especially within the 10,
yeah,
is absolutely paramount for this football team this year. There were too many times last year, and Garrett Riley is a much smarter man than me, and he's forgotten more about football in the last 3 days than I have in my entire life. Too many crack tosses within the 10, especially yeah, considering the injuries to the running back room last year. Not enough QB running on 4th and 1, 4th and inches situations where you just need a yard and you get a little bit too creative or cute in those spots, especially within the 10. Right or wrong in pointing that out from last year? And how can that be addressed if that is not the case?
I would say this. Again, now this is personnel driven, but here's where I get this. And maybe, and feel free to disagree here. I like football teams that can, at any point in time, and not always, but at any point in time, can put the game in the hands of the offensive line. Now, one thing you got to realize, once you get down there in that cramped space, they are going to have more than you can block. You got 5 offensive linemen. They've got 6. The box now becomes, you know, downloaded in there, and you get crammed up in the box. So I don't care how good your offensive line is, that you're not going to be able to. 5 can't block 7. God has never made an offensive line where 5 can block 7, right? With that said, it does help that your 5 block the 5. And I think this offensive line, you could put the game on their shoulders at some point in time. Having a big jump ball guy would help. Having a big targeted tight end would help. I'm a guy, Sam, that I said many years ago on the show, I don't like the fade jump ball stuff.
No, it's terrible. It's like the least efficient play in
football. I totally agree. You're putting it up on a 50-50 deal. I don't want to have the ball at the 3-yard line.
Unless you have Calvin Johnson in right, the end zone. It's, right, it's not worth it.
Right. I don't like that. And I want throws. The more air, see if you can follow this for me. The more air that's underneath the football on a pass, the better chance it has to be picked.
Yep.
So I want a direct throw on a, I don't know if it's a slant or whatever, you know, roll out and flood a zone over there and have a direct throw to a big 6-foot, 5-inch tight end. That's a much higher percentage than me going 50-50. I'm going to throw this thing up and let's go see who can get it. Now, if you got Nuke Hopkins, again, this is where it's personnel driven. Nuke Hopkins, that was his football. He was going to go take it. You know, Kevin Youngblood here many years ago, that was his ball. He was going to go take it. With that said, you know, Brenningstil's guy, you kind of match up a little bit in those type of situations. Throw it up there and let him go make a play a little bit. Justin Ross would do that a little bit, T. Higgins. But with that said, it comes out of quarterback. Is he athletic enough? Does he make good decisions? A kind of a combination, I think, of all those things, if that makes sense.
One of the points of emphasis, I think, for quarterback decision-making that improved last year but still has ways to go is Cade Klubnik's read and option decision, his reads and option situations. Last year, you couldn't really run like a speed option going to the outside because Phil Maffa could not run to the outside when he got hurt.
Right.
And that severely hampered their ability to do anything running the ball to the outside, not only in the red zone, really in between the 20s as well. I think you might have that aspect of the game back this year with Randall and Davidson and whoever gets in there at running back with, you know, full health and actual speed going to the outside. That may help them a lot. But they did seem to have a tendency to me, once they got into the red zone especially, to try and run the ball outside last year when it was not available to them, injuries or not. And I'd like to see a little bit more emphasis on trying to pound the ball inside here and win with those offensive linemen like you mentioned.
See if you agree with this. To me, my perception is that the best red zone teams are the teams that do have quarterbacks who can run the football, but also the teams that run the ball well.
You have to.
And so let me give you a couple things here. Clemson last year averaged 173. The last 3 years, 4 years, let me give you 173, 177, 174, 177, 167, 153. You go back to 2019, 240. 2018, 248. Good running teams are better in the red zone. The other thing is, here's the red zone stats from last year. Clemson scored in the red zone 87% of the time. The opponents 81% of the time. But touchdowns, they were dead even 60% of the time. I think that we need to change the way that we, the analytics behind red zone. I would say points per red zone appearance. Because here's the deal, Matt. If you tell me that we're going to hold a team, they get in red zone, we're going to a field goal on defense, we win. That's a win for me. So I want to know points per red zone appearance. And I'll figure that out for the, for Clemson opponents here during the break. But I don't like this idea. Well, they scored 87% of red zone. Yeah, but if you only scored 60% touchdowns, and I don't know what the number should be there, but I want to know points per red zone appearance rather than, you know, what should I expect rather than 87%. If you got 87% and only half were touchdowns, then you're not a very good red zone offense, in my opinion.
There is nothing more anticlimactic to me than getting inside the 10 and kicking a field goal.
Yes. Yeah, the defense wins.
Especially with last year's team, you weren't able to outscore teams in that sense because your defense struggled so heavily to control the clock with the run game.
Right.
You could not pass up those points. Maybe this year that's a little bit different and you can go for the field goal and pass up on that risk of adding another four, but I would like to see a heavy level of aggression once you're inside of that 10 especially and try and pound it in if you can. But we'll see. I think a lot of it will depend inside of the 10, really in the red zone as a whole, of can they keep that running back room healthy and find somebody that can consistently get to the outside with their blockers pulling out there. And I do think they're going to be improved in that area. But it's one of those things going into week one that I want to see ironed out a little bit. And if now year three of this offense operating on full blast with Cade and Garrett, works out better. We shall see.
All right. I'm doing some math here. And I'm going to tell you about Roosters before I finish my math equation here. Roosters, roostersmgc.com. Love Roosters. Love what they do. Roosters does an absolutely amazing job. Roosters is a company that right over at Plaza on Pelham Road in Greenville. Roosters is an awesome company. A company that is going to get your man shave, get your man straight razor shave, get your haircut like a man. They're going to take care of you. It's roostersmgc.com. Make your appointment today. Let them take care of you today. My great friends at Roosters. All right, I think I got this thing figured out, Sam. So in their – now, assuming they make all their extra points, Clemson last year scored 31 touchdowns and 14 field goals in their 52 red zone attempts for 259 points. The opponent had 28 touchdowns and 10 field goals in their red zone appearances. And by the way, that was in their 47 red zone appearances. So 259 divided by, what did I say, in the 52 attempts they had, Clemson averaged 4.9 points per red zone appearance last year. And the opponent, 226, the opponent averaged 4.8 points per red zone appearance. I think you need a little bigger
You can break even there, but I think if you want to win a national title, that's got to be
Gunnarsson's got to be much bigger.
It's got to be a point or two in your favor.
100%, 100%. And I want to average more. I look at other teams and see how they did last year. We look at other better offenses and what they did last year. Interesting stuff. I enjoyed segment two. Very good stuff there. And let me say, Garrett Riley. I know a lot of folks have not seen the full deal there. He's not had a full deck of cards either through these years. And like I said, Maffa last year. When Moff was healthy, I thought that's pretty good offense. Once you got the freshman receivers acclimated, can you agree on that? Once the freshman receivers got acclimated and once Moff was healthy, now you weren't good without the freshman receivers against Georgia and you weren't good without Moff late, but in the middle of the season, that offense was pretty good. But against inferior defense.
Even against Texas, with Moffa hurt, they put up a bunch of points when Texas knew exactly what they were going to have to be. They were going to have to be one-dimensional in that game.
Right.
So it makes you feel like there's a lot more upside now that everyone is healthy and good to go in that running attack.
100%. All right, short break. We'll come back. Open up phone calls. Love to hear from you. I have a great Dabo stat to tell you about, and I have a Ryder Cup thought. A lot to do when you come back after this.
The opening game of the 2025 season is finally here as the Clemson Tigers play host to the LSU Tigers inside Memorial Stadium this Saturday night. A big year with big expectations ahead, and the Tigers look to start off the 2025 campaign strong with a win. Kickoff is scheduled for 7:30 with the Tiger Tailgate Show starting at 4:30. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Part A, Part B, Supplement, Advantage, Part D. It's enough to make your head spin. Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Your utility company could put money back in your pocket when you upgrade your heating and air. With Duke Energy, you could get over $2,000 in rebates on a dual fuel system. Add federal tax credits ending December 31st, and that's serious savings. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air for a free estimate from Pete, our field supervisor, and get a free bottle of Furnace Fuel Hot Sauce. Upgrade to Armstrong Air today, quality comfort you can count on. Visit BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
I'm not here to make friends with insurance companies. I'm here to win for injured people, period. When they delay your treatment, lowball your claim, or ghost your calls, that's when we step in. At Tramlin Mills Law Firm, we take it personally because it is personal. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at TramlinMills.com. I'm Trey Mills. When you get hurt, we bring the fight.
While we know that plastic vapor seals and dehumidification machines can do a tremendous job protecting the wood in your home, they are not designed to stop enormous amounts of rainwater from penetrating through unsealed foundations. You have to stop or divert the rainwater at its source. With the storm season now upon us, homeowners should be mindful about the many options available for removing rainwater, moisture, and humidity from under their home. Protect your largest investment, your home. Call the professionals at Davis Services today and feel the Davis difference.
If you love football, you'd be head over heels watching your favorite team play at Easley's new venue, Southern Weaving Food Hall. With four dining options under one roof, a full bar, and a huge amphitheater with a 20-foot screen, there's nothing like this anywhere to watch all the games, including LSU at Clemson August 30th. They'll have face painting and a balloon artist for the kids, along with football, food, and drink specials. Southern Weaving Food Hall Easley on the Doodle Trail at 210 Fern Street. For event info, find and follow them on social media.
Hey Clemson fans, college football is back, and to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a Labor Day mattress sale.
starting Monday, August 25th until September 14th. Find some time between football games to make it out to Engineered Sleep. They have brand new products for you to see and huge in-store savings. Engineered Sleep keeps it simple and easy, just like mattress buying should be. You have to check them out on 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville, across from Krispy Kreme.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around a baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turfgrass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
The Roar.
You guys are the number one sports station because you make the phones light up.
Where every day is game day.
Upcountry Fiber, a stronger solution. Five upset counties, I should say. Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson, Pickens, Oconee. Get Upcountry Fiber, the fastest internet. No contracts, no bait and switch pricing. The price is the price. You're going to love it. The best customer service, the fastest internet available. You got to do it because you got to stream, Sam. I got screen A, screen B, screen C. I've got it all and got it all ready for you. You don't want to miss out on this. These are the best folks available. It's our great friends over at Upcountry Fiber and upcountryfiber.com. All right, Sam, I did some research here. Who do you think was the best red zone offense in America last year? But according to the official statistics, they scored on 95% of the red zone appearances.
You told me the answer to this question, I'm pretty sure, during the break, so I'm not going to answer this.
Old Dominion.
Yeah, you told me that.
But even then...
Wouldn't have guessed it, though, certainly.
Right. But even then, the stat we need to come up with is maximizing red zone, because... they had to kick 8 field goals. And that's great because Old Dominion, I think I'm right by saying this, Old Dominion averaged 5.85 points per red zone appearance. The best of the power of five was Vanderbilt. They were 93% in the red zone. Vanderbilt averaged 5.64 points per red zone appearance. Georgia was 22nd in the country. They scored in red zone 90% of the time. But Georgia averaged 5.5 points per red zone appearance.
That surprises me a little bit, especially with the fact that they struggled running the ball at times for a lot of last year, and they had questionable quarterback play for a good bit of it. Still mark of a well-coached team that they're that successful down there.
Clemson was 49th in red zone efficiency with 86%. We told you Clemson was 4.9 points per red zone attempt. Here's one that's going to drive you batty. The Gamecocks were 106th in the country in red zone efficiency, and they were 4.66 points per red zone. So if South Carolina gets better in the red zone, you'd expect that to greatly improve. One more. Let me give you Ohio State. So Ohio State was 31st, the national champion. Let's get that as a primer. The national champion was 31st in the country in red zone appearances. They scored 47 touchdowns in their 62 attempts there, and they kicked 8 field goals. So that's 24. So Ohio State. They were in the red zone 62 times. By the way, you want to get in red zone more, obviously. They averaged 5.6 points So very high on the points per red zone attempt.
I would expect that that number probably also rose after the Michigan game, and especially in the playoff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's kind of the range you want to be in.
Who do you think was the team that's in the red zone the most last year?
In the red zone the most?
Yeah. Indiana.
I was gonna say it's got to be a team that just scored a billion points. I would think it would be a team that moved quickly too.
Yeah.
To get maximum possession, so that's not a surprising pick there.
Indiana 69 red zone appearances. Penn State 66, Miami 65. You want the most? Georgia was Georgia had 60. Clemson had 52.
I think you need to be that 5.5 to 5.7 yes. range if you're Clemson, and that requires a near point increase in that area.
Yes.
Texter points out blocked field goals hurt them as well.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely true. Better operation period on the field goal team
yes.
will be better this year, I would imagine. So,
yes.
Yeah, I think that is an area where it's not the biggest concern by any means, but getting that up another point or so would probably put you in position to have a top three or four offense in the country.
I'm not sure Clemson throws for any more touchdowns this year. They threw for 37 last year. That's a pretty good number. I would say what needs to come up is the rushing touchdowns at 23. They only outgained their rushing opponents last year as far as rushing touchdowns, 23 to 18.
They were extremely one-dimensional once Phil Maffa got hurt.
That's right. That's exactly right. And those numbers really indicate that. If you look at it, Maffa, see if I'm right by saying this, last year, let me get the offensive stuff here. Maffa last year in the games. Sam, can you give me points when I pull these up? Let's see if I'm right for saying this here. Yeah. Give me scores of Clemson games last year if you can pull that one up. So, well, I even need to do. I don't have it here in front of me, Sam. I'm sorry.
I need the nerd alert sound for Quok.
Nerd alert.
Using numbers.
I can find it here. Clemson's offense, again, I want to preface it by saying this, not necessarily because the Georgia game, the offense wasn't very good, and Maffa was 100% healthy. But again, the receivers weren't acclimated as of yet through all that.
They didn't have any of the ideal personnel out there. They probably still lose that game with the way they played the second half, especially even with the correct personnel out there, but it's not a 30-point game.
All right, I've got the scores here. So Maffa rushes for 118 yards against App State and scores 66. He rushed for 107 against NC State to score 59. 58 against Stanford to score 40. 154 against FSU to score 29. 108 against Wake Forest, they score 49. 78 against Virginia to score 48. 171 against Louisville and only scored 21. Man, that was red zone and blocked field goals and
they
missed field goals.
They ran a billion times in that game.
Yeah,
too.
Ran 30
they
times.
They had a ton of possession in the second half, especially in that one.
128 against Virginia Tech and had 24 points. And then once he's hurt, he had 17 yards against Pittsburgh, scored 24 points. The Citadel doesn't really matter, 14 yards there and 51. The Gamecocks gave up 66 yards to him and held him 14. He had 28 yards and there were 34, some touchdown passes in that one. And then two carries for 9 yards against Texas where he scored 24. It was a different offense in the middle part of the season with Philip Maffa as healthy through all of that. All right, I got a stat for you. Dabo Sweeney, all right, has – Larry Williams tweeted this yesterday. In the entire – see if I'm right by saying this. Now, this is on TigerIllustrated.com. In Clemson's entire history, all right, that's my next statement. Clemson had only played five top 10 matchups – in the history of Dabo, I mean, the history of Clemson football, five top 10 matchups. Sam, Saturday night will be Dabo Sweeney's 24th top 10 matchup. Isn't that crazy? They played football for 100 years before he got here. 100 some odd years. And they only had five top 10 matchups. 24th time top 10 matchups. And, Sam, here's an amazing number. I got to go back and look at what Clemson did. And well, I can look that up. Top 10 matchups before he got here. But Dabo is 13-10 in top 10 matchup games. That number's astounding. You know, if you're 500 against top 10 teams, that's a heck of a record for you. And the man's 13-10.
There's not many coaches. I think it's 9 or 10 that are at that level against top high-level opponents. Yeah. It's one of the reasons why I think if this team is able to make it to the playoff, it puts them in a very good spot because he will be the best coach of the bunch. Him and Kirby, if they're both there, I mean, are going to be the best two in the playoff, regardless of who's there. Yeah. So it does give them an advantage in that sense.
I know that in 1981, when Clemson and North Carolina faced each other, that was the first time in ACC history, 1981, first time in ACC history had two top 10 teams going at each other. And Clemson won that one. But what I get the number is, Dabo's beaten 13 top 10 teams as a top 10 team. And I'll give you the other number, too. Like, we'll look this up later on, but where Dabo, how many top 10 teams he's beaten outside of when he's outside the top 10. But I will tell you this, man, it's not a whole heck of a lot in there. And this football program is obviously. Now, the playoffs have helped that. ACC championship. Danny Ford didn't have an ACC championship. And so, if you think about it, in the ACC championship game and a college football semifinal and a final, you can play three top 10s. Well, matter of fact, when he played Miami, they were top 10, and then you get the other. So you get a chance to play three, where Coach Ford would only get a chance to play one of those. But still, five in 100 and some odd years compared to 24 now in the Dabo Swinney years. Just amazing what has come out of all that. My awesome friends at Patterson's Tax Service want to do your taxes for you. PATTX.com, PatTax.com, 864-859-8289. I love the Patterson's Tax Service. I love what they've done for my tax planning, my tax evaluation. My entire tax situation is so much better when it's the Patterson's Tax Service. Before, what I was doing and wasting money and wasting time and wasn't very efficient at what I do, now everything is super efficient, super tight, and my family benefits from it. We're able to do more things because we pay less in taxes, and it all works out so much better for us. The Patterson's Tax Service, an absolutely amazing job. PATTX.com. Get in touch with the good friends at the Patterson Tax Service. Sam, you like the way we I don't think I had a definitive answer from you. You like the way that we would points per red zone appearance rather than we've kicked a bunch of field goals.
I don't like field goals in the red zone, period. Right, I know it's there are times where you gotta do what you gotta do if it's 4th and 15 and it's a goal to goal situation essentially. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do, but it never feels great kicking a field goal when you get inside the 20 to me.
Agree. Totally agree with that. All right, short break. We'll come back. One open phone line hour. Don't forget Paul Strelo and Roy Philpott. Got a busy one for you right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.